Hello and welcome to the next episode of Podcast Locked In. I'm David Birch, one of your hosts, and I'm joined by three people, right motley crew. Joined by Critchley.
Hey up, how's it going?
Joined by Keatley.
Hello.
And Xavier Davis.
Hello.
And the reason why I pulled these boys together, including myself, is because we're going to talk a lot about Titanfall and the beta that we've all just been playing the shit out of.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully... Oh, yes. It seems like... Well, according to reports, two million people have already been doing so. 2 million people partook in that beta. I think that was across PC and Xbox One platforms. But I'd say that was a pretty successful test on the behalf of Respawn and Microsoft, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so, mate. I'd say so, and I'll say it was a bit twitchy waiting for the email to come through as well there, mate. It was a scary time when I was checking my inbox and there was nothing there. Then I found out these two boys were already playing it, so it weren't that good, to be fair.
Well, but, I didn't receive mine until deep into the Saturday night, and by then, Critchley luckily had come to my rescue and given me a code.
Scary.
Yeah, me and Critchley received ours about 7 o'clock in the morning, and Damo tried to wind us up.
Tried to pretend
that he had a code. When me and Critchley already had the code, so it kind of failed and backfired on it.
But one thing I will say before we actually talk about the game that we got to play, it was good to see how gamers all came together, wasn't it? With all the Twitter and Facebook and how everybody was asking for codes and people were giving them as well. I know there was a few idiots out there trying to sell them, but it was a good sign that there is some sort of humanity left in online gamers. I thought that was a good positive.
I gave away a piece.
You gave what, sorry?
A piece. I gave away a PC code and an Xbox One code on my Twitter feed as well. I mean, they was going really, really quick.
Yeah.
Well, I got all mine on Saturday, and I just powered out about four of them. I think I gained about 9 million followers. I think the podcast locked in Twitter page did in mine myself. I was like, follow and retweet for a chance to win. Bang!
Everyone got it. And then everyone got it again. So
I gained 60, I think it was 60 followers within like 5 minutes of doing that. But I also lost about 30 about 10 minutes after I gave it away.
Yeah, when you didn't have it anymore.
No, it was gone.
You're no good to me.
I think... I think one of the things that sort of bugged me, though, I mean, it was all quite exciting, you know, everyone signed up for the beta and waiting for the code to come through. And I think it was, you know, that's what really amped the game up. But the fact that once a day or two after the beta had been released and everyone with the codes got the chance to play it first, when they sort of opened it up to everyone, I don't know whether it sort of made it less exciting and you know, to take part in something that's going to be so big for the Xbox One.
I think, yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. But, sorry, Damo, go on, mate.
No. I was going to touch on that, to be fair. And I think as stress tests go, I think initially they wanted it a closed beta because, you know, they wasn't sure how many numbers the servers could handle. But I like to think that they got to a point where they thought, you know what, these servers are that badass that we can just let everybody play it. And, you know, 2 million people got on there. I think it's looking good for the game, boys. I must admit, it's looking very, very positive. Yeah. You know, we're probably going to talk about this a bit more a little bit later on.
The fixed 10 major
bugs. You know,
bugs.
Call of Duty is it's a killer, isn't it?
The death of Call of Duty.
Yeah, all that going.
Damian
I mean,
Davis.
If you look on, if yeah, that is what I'm predicting. But I can see where Critchley's coming from, where you know everybody got on there. But in a way, I'm quite glad that they did because at least we know. You know, if 2 million people buy the game, which probably they're probably going to sound more than that, but if only 2 million people buy the game, we know that 2 million people can play it. You know what I mean? So from that point of view, it's worked out all right for them, to be fair.
I think just to add to the point before we finish on that subject, I mean, what were you saying as well? Because once they actually opened up the beta to everyone, I mean, we all came on and we were playing it, and you were saying something about the COD servers on that particular weekend. They lost something. I mean, what percentage of players was it you were talking about?
Yeah, I think
they took a massive dip. I saw something floating around on NeoGAF that somebody jumped on the Xbox One to play a bit of Call of Duty, and he described it as the protest players, the people that weren't going near Titanfall because of how it's a rip-off of the Call of Duty franchise, failing to remember that these guys invented Call of Duty, essentially. But it had bottomed out at like 60,000 people. Now, I haven't had any since quantified reports of that, but I saw that pop up in a few places that getting a game over last weekend and Call of Duty was nigh impossible. Everybody had put down the card to go and jump in a Titan. That's what it was looking like to me as well.
Let's be honest, with that game, that is probably the game I've played the most on my next-gen console, and it was a demo. You know what I mean? That's what that did.
Didn't even have the full game in there, did it?
It weren't even the full game, and every single person in this group and more, every person around the world I can imagine were playing that game and absolutely caning it, to be honest. I did, and I know us boys did.
There's a few people on my Twitter feed I know that didn't enjoy it, but after a few days of playing it, they seemed to get into it and start to enjoy it. But
I think it's just a case of getting used to a new game.
Yeah.
It's so different, isn't it? Like, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's different yet familiar. I mean, what they're bringing to the table with Titanfall is, game that has obviously come from, you know, the Call of Duty mold. Fast paced, twitch. The controls are bang on. Wherever you aim your gun and shoot, you're going to hit the bloody target. You know what I mean? There's no. I don't know whether you boys will agree, but Battlefield feels quite slow and methodical and
sluggish. Yeah.
Sluggish. You know what I mean? I mean, we've played it all on the next gen consoles. Some of us might have played. I've played it on the PC as well. But if you look at 30 frame per second Battlefield, sometimes dipping below that, and it can feel quite slow. Titanfall brings, you know, the next generation Call of Duty experience with giant bloody robots.
And it's using the win-win service as well, isn't it? When it comes out.
Yeah. So I think they're going to be popping the Microsoft Azure, aren't they? When that comes out.
Were they running on the dedicated service? Because I saw conflicting things about that.
Sorry, mate. Carry on, buddy.
I've seen a few saying that the one running on the full strength of it or something like that. I'm not quite sure, but I don't think there was actually running on the.
Do you know what, mate? Right, what I heard, and sorry to butt in here, I feel like I'm talking a bit too much at me, but
I
heard was I'm good at talking too much anyway, but it's one of my specialties.
It's what you do for a living, mate. That's fair.
Yeah, it's what I do for a living.
The only person I know that circular breathes when you think you're going to get in, it's not a full stop. It's just a comma. That's what you got to brace yourself for. He's going to keep going.
what I heard was, I know the alpha, when I managed to sneakingly get into that, when the alpha was running, it come up a little message in the top right hand corner connecting to Microsoft Azure servers. I didn't notice that on the beta.
Yeah.
And I heard, not from a guy in Blockbusters, but maybe on some random I could be totally wrong here. But I heard that it wasn't running on the proper Azure servers. It was kind of just running on some of Microsoft's other servers. It makes me think when it does go to the big servers, bing bang bosh, it's just going to run even better. I'm not going to say it was perfect. We all experienced a little bit of lag here and there and what have you.
A few crashes as well.
Yeah, we all kind of experienced that. But you know, from what I heard, it wasn't running on the proper servers. But even if it was running on the proper servers, for a beta, it was absolutely brilliant experience.
Yeah.
Full stop. Somebody has.
The one thing I didn't like about the invite system on that was when one of us backed out, we had to make a new party just to start another game as well, which is quite annoying.
I think that's going to be something they iron out, because one thing I thought of as well is your party cap is 6, isn't it? So if you've got 12 people and you want to play 6 versus 6, it's going to be impossible to face off against each other. So I think they're probably going to make it so it's a 12-player lobby, maybe. So the 6 on one side, maybe there's only 5 on the other. And then when you go to actually find a server, it will automatically slot somebody else in. Because we're all talking about it. We were trying to shortlist who out of our friends is going to get it. And if everybody buys it that they say, bar one person who's being stubborn, they're all going to be more than 6 of us. So what's going to happen then with different parties and stuff? I mean, Microsoft are patching the party system, and I suspect that will eliminate some of that problem. But I think the game in general is going to have a bit of an overhaul, because we were noticing it. If you look closely, as soon as I said it, people were spotting that some of the animations were missing. You got a black screen in the middle of the game. You know, at the start of levels, you could hear what was going on. There was black screen. There's obviously a lot missing out of that beta. Yeah. And I suspect the party system, the fundamentals of how that's going to run, was missing. Because the alpha didn't have a party system, did it? It was just bang, press play, and you dropped in.
You're in the game. In all fairness, I was kind of playing that on my own, so didn't really try to party up with anyone. But Yeah, I can't remember it having a party system.
I looked it up as well.
So there wasn't on that. But exciting time, boys. I suppose, yeah. gameplay wise, lads, what did you think? I mean, I'm a hardened veteran of Call of Duty. I know you are, Keatley. I know, Critch, you've played a lot of Call of Duty as well. And Dave, you kind of went off the ball.
Well, I haven't been on Call of Duty for a few years now. I'm more of a Halo kind of guy. I thought the Titanfall was better online than Halo, to be honest. And I love playing Halo online.
Yeah.
I think coming from, like, because I'm quite a hardcore COD fan and a hardcore Halo fan, I think what I liked about Titanfall is it almost had the gameplay and, like, the feel of COD multiplayer, but it had, like, the visual side of Halo, like a little taste of, you know, like the futuristic sort of, and I think that's what I really liked about it, the way they'd sort of combined two elements of two great online games into one and done it really well, and how smoothly they ran together.
And the box was a little as well.
We all jumped in then. What I was going to say, Marcus Beer summed it up in something he said yesterday about Titanfall. He said they haven't reinvented the wheel. What they've done is they've perfected it in multiple areas.
Oh, yeah.
They're balancing maps. There's nothing new in that game other than we've seen mechs before, we've seen first-person shooters, we've seen double jump. They've managed to bring it all together and get it balanced to hell.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people will go, oh, it's similar to COD. It's similar to this. It's similar
it's
to
much
that.
Much better than COD.
To get a game up to that level, right? You know, it's it takes a hell of a lot of fine tuning to get that type of balance where you've got a giant bloody robot firing at you, but you know, as a pilot, as a little mini and a little dude on the floor, you feel like you've got a chance against it. You know, what I mean?
They're not overpowered, are they?
Where
vehicles can sometimes be a bit overpowered.
Yeah,
you
always get it, don't you?
I was turned into a vehicle hunter in that. I mean, I was making it my mission to see how many mechs I could bring down without calling in my mech. Titanfall, I'm calling it a mech for. But that's what I was doing, and I was enjoying the game more. I wasn't coming to the top of the leaderboards. I'd get like 5 pilot kills, but when I'd see 6 or 8 Titans dropped, I was like, yes, job done. Because it's balanced that well. If you don't focus on little pilots running around because they get lost in the bots running, but you know, if you drop a Titan, they're extra points on attrition, aren't they? Or on an objective-based game, you're slowing the enemy team down. So every role you just sort of assume that you want to do will serve a greater purpose. That's what I mean about the balancing. You know, if you want to sit on a rooftop, pick off the, the minions. Because, Critch, you were doing that with the sniper rifle for a bit, weren't you? Just capping anything that moved.
It's quite fun doing that. But and you know, the odd pilot coming along. But I think what I thought and started to realise when I was sort of playing like that is I don't think I like having bots. I think I just prefer people.
Good point to talk about there, Creech, because I think out of everyone, I think you were probably the main one against the AI, wasn't you, to be fair? So what would you say was your main... I suppose I can kind of understand it, but it'd be interesting to hear what your main sort of criticism was with reference to the AI.
I think it was more the fact that, I mean, the AI was good, and I like the fact that when you're running around and you turn around a corner and you think it's two actual people having like a little duel, and it's two AI bots fighting each other hand to hand, and it's quite good to see that stuff. Exactly. But I think it was disappointing when, you know, I'm sniping and I shoot an AI and I think it's a pilot and it's not. You know, do you know what I mean? It's like the feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm wasting time shooting these things. Why are they here?
There's not much distinction, is there? Between
there was
them.
A tactic that I was using, right, that Critchy says there. When you know when you're holding an air and you get the two pods come down and there's like loads of minions coming out, I was mixing in with those minions but towards the back. And other pilots that could see them on the map would swarm over because they could see 5 or 6 minions in a group. They would never shoot at me first, but I'd see them open up, and you can instantly tell what's a minion and what's a pilot shooting because the power of the fire. And it was bringing out pilots, and I was getting pilot kills for hiding. There was times when I was walking in the middle cloaked, and then you see a pilot come running out, shoot 2 of the minions, and I'd cap in, and then we'd get the 4 points.
Why the hell didn't you tell me that tactic when the beater was on, Dave? You know what I mean?
Because I wanted to be top of the leaderboards. You know what I mean? I wasn't... we were winning, you know what I mean?
Kept that
we
on
were
the down low, you know what I mean?
I that's a bloody good tactic. The AI. It was just to throw those like a little electrical grenades in between them all.
Just as a point to add in, while we're talking about sort of killing AI and what have you, I think another thing I quite liked, and I think this is something that we're all going to debate about because we were all quite having a good laugh about it when we first all started running around doing it. I like the assassination from behind. I think that's really cool. The
breaking
thing
the
that
neck.
We're all laughing at is the fact that it's a one-hit kill with a kick.
Yeah, that's a powerful kick, though, mate.
It's Chuck Norris. It's the Chuck Norris, isn't it? It's just roundhouse.
Like yeah, it's the new knife, isn't it? I mean, if you look at it, it's a powerful kick, but it acts as it works the same as a knife, but they've used the kick. In Titanfall 2, they're gonna pull out, you know, a robotic arm or something and rip the heart out. That's what I'm predicting. But at the minute, they've thought of a kick. So that
ripping out your pacemaker.
You know what I mean? That's
top of the list.
Respawn, I'm copyrighting that. You can't use it now. But I reckon they're going to have to do something about that. Because sometimes when you fly kick someone and they die, you kind of think, okay, then what happened there?
Maybe they've got some sort of Joker style knife on the bottom of the ship.
Yeah. Let's just say that's the new knife, then. That is the new knife, isn't it? Yeah.
Anthrax boots, that's what it is, man.
Yeah, it's got to be something, isn't it? It's got to be something.
It looks good, though. It also a bit wounded when you walk into a corner and you're shooting somebody. And you're just them couple of bullets short of killing them, and then they just give you a Chuck Norris, and then you fall
nice
down the stairs,
kick in the face. Yeah.
they're the deaths you never mention online. Yeah. You're just like, where are you? You don't mention it. You don't mention. You just got an anthrax boot in the face. You're like, enough of that, lads. Anyway,
moving on.
I'm back.
Yeah, I don't think I had one person say they got kicked on that game when we was playing it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I
got kicked about 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. It's like a dirty admission now, isn't it? You know what I mean? Oh, I got kicked 4 times.
Just make out
the
shot you from behind.
But, I mean, I suppose looking at the AI from another perspective, I can definitely see it from Critchley's perspective because they're very underpowered. They're not exactly going to kill you, are they? They're not a threat. But what I did like about it is, I suppose from the point of view of a player who's not that great, it's a good entry point. You know, they're going to get a kill at the end of the day. They're going to get a kill, and I'm one of them players.
It does take time off your Titan as well, which is a decent thing to do.
Can I ask, did anybody else die by a minion? Did anybody ever get killed by it? Because I'm going to say now, I did once. A minion took me down.
I did, mate. I did. I think somebody...
I don't think I did.
Last two bullets they get you when your screen's red. You think, yes, ba-bang, bastard. That's generally what happens.
Yeah.
Well, what happens to me? I mean, I'm stood in the windows.
Yeah. Sorry, Katie, carry on, man.
Carry on. Yeah, sorry, mate.
Any time I seen the minions, I just throw like those electrical grenades at them all, and it took them all out in one go, which I thought was a bit strange because you'd think it'd just take the shields down instead of killing them all in one go.
They're not that powerful, though. It's like when you shoot a pilot, it's like a clip-ish, isn't it, to drop them? Especially when you get the extended magazine. Because I noticed that extended magazine was a guaranteed double kill before reload. That's how they balanced that in. Whereas a minion was like 4, 5, 6. It was like, ding, ding, ding. It was like you were shooting something at Drain Manor, wasn't it? They were just dropping for fun because they didn't make any attempt to move.
And I suppose a good thing to move on to here, Dave, thinking about AI.
Damo's running segues now.
Yeah. I'm sort of moving on. But, right. I thought this would be a good point to bring up what I'm having for dinner tonight. No, okay, we're not talking about that. But
I bet it was takeout.
Yeah, it probably is, Dave, KFC. But what I'm thinking is, with
there
the,
are other
AI,
food retailers available out there, may I just
There
say.
Isn't. It's all about KFC, Dave. It's all about KFC.
Damo knows them all, but, trust me. Go on.
And everyone's a phone
Speed
number.
Speed dial.
But I was thinking with the AI, right, and you've got the, you know, somebody's hacked into the PC thing and got the list of all the game modes. I thought attrition was team deathmatch. I thought that was team. I thought you'd have the bots in there.
Maybe it's without the bots.
It's got to be, hasn't it? That TDM. So there's got to be. It's got to be a no
six
bot mode.
Six.
Yeah. And I think for the competitive world, for you know your MLGs or your competitive person, probably like Critchley, who doesn't want to be shooting bots. They want to be shooting, you know, human players. That TDM mode, I'm predicting that that has got to be a human versus human mode. That's the only thing I can think it could be.
It also
reckon it is. Adds a bit of variety to it.
And there's also the point as well with, I was saying it, those games were only 5-6 minutes long. As soon as you were finding your stride, it was kind of over. Whereas if TDM removes the butt mode, and it's still the count up to 250, it's going to get a lot more tactical, isn't it? I mean, at certain points, it's going to turn into Titan versus Titan, isn't it, really? You're going to start bringing those in. And then after a while, it's going to get intense. I think that's when the games will start pushing 10 or 15 minutes, whereas attrition is sit down, have a blast, get 5,000 XP and grind up your challenges.
I mean, couldn't they cut some... I mean... You know, a couple of the maps. I can't remember the name of this. Was it Fracture, the big one? The big
An
open...
Angel City, yeah.
Yeah, an Angel City. With Fracture, right, in my mind, I can see 6v6 with Titans. But you know, the back end of the maps, you know, the big areas at the back of the maps where sometimes you'd end up going there. Block them off,
Nah.
Because otherwise you're going to be running around and it's not going to be fast-paced, is it? 6v6 on the massive maps.
So yeah, that's
maybe just
point.
Block them off a little bit.
Go on, Chris.
I think what you're thinking is like almost like the shipment map on COD, that sort of tiny compact thing, you know, with like 6-on-6, but with a game with Titans in of such size, I don't think it would work very well.
It wouldn't balance it, would it? Yeah. I suppose shipment size, well, just narrowing it down just enough so you know, balancing the map, basically.
Yeah, because it's a bit too big for 6-on-6, that map.
Yeah. I think everyone starts off
with Titans or something.
That's Titan versus Titan mode, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
not even.
The count.
Yeah.
You know where point A was in Hardpoint?
You know where point A was? You know that building that's out the way? You have got to go over that wasteland, haven't you, to get to it? Cutting off that bit of the map would make 6v6 on that map work, I think.
Go on, sorry, Katie, and I'll jump in with my point.
Yeah, maybe they might just have maps for 6v6.
Those sort of maps might not even
be on there. They could just have different maps for that.
The thing is, they are talking 16 maps, aren't they? Is it 15, Dave? 15
is what people have popped up.
Yeah.
There's also this as well. Were you talking about point A at the back of... what's the name of that level again?
Is it Fracture?
Where point A is at the back... It's not, you've got to run across the wasteland. If you run out at the front of point A, you're in that building. Because I was going to say about maps and, you know, the parkour element to it and how you can get around all the maps. That isn't that far away. You can go from A to B if you use that broken down building opposite pretty damn fast. Within a few seconds, you're bouncing out the window of one side.
Yeah, that's
making
true.
Making a leap of faith over a Titan and you're in B. Because if you're playing it like the Cudder style that we were saying, you forget, you just run on the ground. But if you've got the always run function on in your options, every wall you jump up to, you wall run across. But when you wall run, you sprint faster along the wall. And that's what I was doing. I was getting off across maps, like jump, wall, double jump, up on here, you know, wall run again. You know, and it was just, you were getting from A to B in like a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
There was only certain points where you had to touch the ground on that entire map. And that was between, in fact, B and C. You came out of one building and there was a void, wasn't there, to run across to what is almost like a Titan hangar where C is. So if you
think
about it...
It's a game in itself, isn't it, that parkour?
I thought brought that in quite well, the parkour of it. I think it was well balanced. I mean, it's the running on it's just really smooth. The jumping up, climbing, everything it just seemed really, especially with the double jump as well. I think that's the best thing about that.
And you know what? The people who are gonna be good at that game are gonna be the people who practice that, because even in the beat down, I don't know whether you boys will agree, right, I never ever got good at it. I got all right at it and I had a couple of moments where I bounced around a few things and I thought, I'm doing wicked here, but I never got good at it. But if you were really good at doing that, you could get from one side of the map to the other, you know, the routes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I spent most of my time
on the roof anyway.
See, I was doing the same.
Hiding.
So I was doing the same. I could get to their spawn point pretty fast. On Angel City, it could start immediately on the roof to your left, across next roof, jump across where the capture point was on B. do a perfect double jump and you'd land on the building opposite.
Yeah.
And then the next wall climb, you're almost looking down on their spawn point.
Yeah.
You could get there in a
with
matter
momentum
of seconds.
As well, isn't it, Dave? With the momentum, because bearing in mind the more links that you do, and you know you're going faster. So imagine you could, you know, that's going to be one thing, right? Where you know if they're going to have obviously private lobbies or whatever, where you can just jump in and just try and, you know, if you, I reckon, right, you're going to get some YouTubers out there who are going to just put on the best routes for parkouring or whatever it's called. Is that a word, parkouring?
Yeah,
just made that up. But anyway, I know what I mean.
For doing,
yeah, free running. That's the word. That's the word.
Bring it back, son. Yeah. Stop making up words.
Yeah. It'll be in the dictionary one day. But I reckon you'll have YouTubers who are gonna, you know, do this route and you'll get here quicker. Bam, 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 bam. And that's what I'm gonna practice, Dave. That's what I'm gonna practice.
What was everyone's favourite game type on that as well?
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah.
I reckon people listen to
on
this.
That a lot.
Yeah, people listen to this now are thinking, right, all these boys have played, the whole beta was hard point because we'd stick into sort of the A and the B keeps coming up, the fastest way to get here, there and everywhere.
We did love that game mode, didn't we, lads?
We had a good strategy for that. I don't think we only lost like one game from that.
We were doing well, didn't we?
Well, teamwork, I mean, that's a good thing as well. Chris, you were saying, before I give it back to Critch, teamwork is key. If you're in that on your own, waiting for your mates to come online, hardpoint is a very tough, stressful environment. Four or five of you on there,
you can battery.
It's relatively simple, isn't it? You hold one
you can
point.
Leave
one point
Demo
one
behind
person.
On the first area.
Yeah, leave me behind, and I'll just sat there. I'll get
the
barbecue ready. I do. So when you come back, I can give you a bit of food, and you can carry on.
Well, I did see Demo struggling with the parkour occasionally, jumping up a wall a bit too high, flapping around like a wounded walrus.
Yeah,
thinking,
I did have
what
a few
the fuck
moments.
Is he doing?
Didn't I?
Jumped on his head and Super Mario.
I just wanted to
that,
fly, Dave. That's all I wanted to do.
I didn't realise
you know
that
mean?
You could hang onto the walls either until halfway through the beta. Which
yeah,
was,
left trigger.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that because I went into a room and this guy was just hanging in a corner and shot me. Had him.
There's just no need, is there?
Spider-Man.
There's just no need. Brilliant, boy.
I
mean,
glitching at first.
It makes you think. I mean, especially after we played, you know, a lot of that hard point, right? You know, Call of Duty is kind of a, you know, head down. You know, bam, I'm just going to get as many kills. Because there's no kill streaks, really. I mean, there's no...
It's not as stressful
you know,
either as COD, that game.
Yeah.
Kill streaks, we don't know about kill streaks because the art book is suggesting quite a lot, remember? There's different vehicles we haven't seen. There's all this animal stuff that hasn't been talked about.
Yeah.
At the moment,
I've got a feeling
it's
going to be a bird.
Demo,
burn card.
No, I didn't say
sorry,
full
Dave,
stop.
Sorry, Dave, mate.
The kill streaks on that game, you were rewarded with burn cards. If you noticed, if you hit five kills, you got one of the higher, you know, the burn cards that had a little gold logo in the corner. That's how they were rewarding kill streaks. You weren't seeing the immediate effect in that game, but what it was doing is you were generating a card that you could use in future games, and I think that's a good way of balancing it so you didn't just have carpet bombers rolling. I did notice it pop up, like... You got a kill streak, you heard your guy in the, you know, over the radio say, you're on a good roll. You heard him say something like that. And then the burn card thing popped up and then the additional 50
never noticed
points.
That, mate.
Well, yeah, it did require you to look. But it was definitely there. It was only on the screen right in front of your crosshairs. I can see why you might have missed it. Or you didn't get a fucking kill streak.
Oh,
there
I was
is
too
that
busy
option.
To jump up
Damon
walls.
Damon thought
get
the
up.
Burn cards was automatically on when the game started.
He was at the back of the map learning how to run up the wall.
He didn't realise you have to press start and actually activate them.
Yeah, I learnt that about 18 hours into the bite. To be fair, I had quite a lot of cards by then as well. But
I didn't really get any rare ones on that. I mean, you got the ogre, didn't you, Damo?
I got the ogre twice. I'm proud to say, not just once, twice.
Yeah, I didn't
use
that
the ogre. It was a wrecking. It was a wrecking machine, mate. Oh, I will say that it was slow, but I'll tell you what, mate. And you know, with that ability as well, you press down or whatever the abilities thing.
Damage core.
Damage core. That's the one. It is a shield, so you can imagine how that's gonna work. You know, your main shield has gone down.
Group,
bam! I'm just gonna sit in that by point A and just see what happens. That's my plan, mate. But brilliant.
Critch, did you want to say something? It sounded like you were trying to get in there.
I think another thing, well, yeah, just about like, you know, the thing, one of the other things I noticed, just talking about that type of Titan, is that when you jump on the back of the Titans and you sort of rip the shield off and you're shooting them, it didn't seem any harder to kill than the normal Titans. Like, did anyone else notice that? I mean, in terms of the damage it gave out, it was, you know, a hell of a lot more. But in, when you jump on it and you were trying to take it down, it wasn't that much tougher than the others.
Yeah.
I don't think I did that with the ogre, but it's interesting you say that because that's a good way of balancing it again, because you're kind of ripping the chassis open and you're getting into the mechanics, aren't you? So you're kind of past its armour when you're sort of tearing its pieces. Yeah. And when those things are on fire, they all look the same anyway because they lose most of their sort of outer shell almost, don't they?
Yeah.
And can I just say, right, what with the ogre, with, you know, with the normal one, you'd rip the dude out the thing. You'd rip him out the heart, wouldn't you? The guy, when you know when you're doing a melee kill, kill another title.
Yeah.
The ogre rips the other mech's arms off
and whacks him
batters in. The with his arms.
Done to me.
So that was brilliant. Lovely.
Just stood next to him, next minute, he rips both my arms off and whacks me in the head of it.
There's just no need, is there? You know what I mean? There's just no need.
I think there's a bit of a comical value to the old rodeos we know from when Damo was running around with a guy on his back stood still, turned around, and Keatley's like picking him off.
like he's got a niche on his back that he can't scratch.
Keatley, he scratched his for us, mate. Bam, kneel down. There you go, mate. Lovely.
I like the squashing you can do as well when you're calling the Titans. I did that a few times.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite good. Critchley saved my arse a few times with that as well. Which we captured.
I did it one time. There was a guy who was running. There was a guy running. I could see him running. I thought, right, I got my mech. It was on the evac. And I pressed standby, you know, hit the button to bring in Betsy. That's the name of my Titan, by the way, everyone. We've all got names for them. I hit the button, saw the marker come on the floor, and I realised this guy's going to run into the marker. I thought, yes, I'm going to squash him. But before I could finish thinking that, his Titan fell in exactly the same spot. He double jumped in the air, and then my Titan came down on top of his. He obviously hadn't seen what had gone on, and he was just sort of stood on my Titan, a bit confused why he hadn't got in his. Just jumped down, Chuck Norris'd him and jumped in. He must have been wounded. I bet he's still there thinking now, somebody nicked my Titan. He's probably blogging, saying it's possible, because honestly, it looked like
that. Like Defiance that time.
Well, that was funny, that was.
You got a message of just hate off.
Yeah, that was fun. I'll tell you a story now. We were playing the Defiance. Was it the actual beta we were playing the Defiance?
We were
playing the beta of Defiance, and that game, nobody can steal your car. Your mates can get in the passenger seat, but that's about as far as it goes, people in your clan. We were at this big event shooting, what the hell is it called, Arkfall. We were shooting all these monsters. Everybody done it. This guy spawns this really nice-looking Jeep in front of me, and I thought, oh, wicked, I'll try and get in. Keely was going, no, you can't. And lo and behold, I managed to jump into this guy's driver's seat and shut off in his car. And this guy was sending me some severe hate mail on Xbox 360 because his car wouldn't spawn anymore while I was in it. And it turns out that when his car disappeared, it was actually in my inventory as well. Are out there. It was funny, though, because he was, come back with my car was the first message, which is highly hilarious. I was never going to find him again. There was like 1,000 people on the map in Defiance, but if that glitch ever happened in Titanfall, it would be a moment, you know, to bring in the old Xbox, record that situation, because
Titanfall moment, mate.
Titanfall police.
Could you rob somebody else's Titan in Titanfall? I don't think I ever did, you know?
No, you couldn't. It just would have looked like it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move on now, because we've been yabbering on this for about half hour now.
We love that game. We love it.
We only had a snippet of the main game with a beta with two maps and a couple of game types. We know there's going to be a lot of maps and a lot of game types now. What else would you like to see on top of that game? Because like I said, they haven't reinvented
dinosaurs, the
wheel at the moment. Well, that's you say that, but there is the talk that there's going to be creatures on certain maps.
that's
a biased opinion of dinosaurs from Keatley there.
Nothing out of the norm, really.
He's still hanging on for the Jurassic Park MMO. Keeping fingers crossed, son. It's on the horizon.
It needs to happen. I was heartbroken when that BC game got cancelled about 10 years ago.
What game was coming out called
Before Christ that was in production once, and they cancelled it, and I was waiting ages for that game to come out, and then I heard the news that they cancelled it, and it broke my heart.
But the thing is, though, is if it was before Christ, I'm pretty sure dinosaurs weren't rocking around in Jesus' time. Was it like BC, like 10 billion or something like that?
That's what it was just called. It was called BC, which I'm guessing is before Christ. I think it was called before Christ. I mean, I bet there's a few people listening that might be familiar with it from about 10 years ago. I'm not sure. It's basically just a caveman game where you run around as a caveman hunting for food and killing dinosaurs. Which is basically the holy grail of gaming for me.
Oh yeah!
You had your fucking special edition with the free loincloth in the box ready to go.
Yeah.
So go on then. What is it you're more hoping to see? We said like they haven't reinvented the wheel. They've just done some standard things pretty good. You know, what is it you'd like to see additional? We suspect there's animals coming. Any more on the balancing side of things? Map
sizes? The only thing I'd like to see is the AI just getting a little bit more tougher to kill
little
in a
buff.
Little buff.
Yeah.
Little buff.
Yeah, they seem to be even. Yeah. They put a full clip into you and it's just like. It's like they're tickling you.
Maybe even a little bit more energy. Oh,
AI Titans. Well, you have, haven't you, essentially? Because you just put them on guard mode, don't you? That's already kind of in there.
I seem to be doing that quite a lot in the games. Instead of just going around in my Titan, I was just making it follow me or guard the points where we were trying to capture.
Yeah, there's not much, is there? There's not much more you can want in that game. It's like if you're a big online shooter, with a story, let's go near the story. How do you think that's going to play out? I'll give you my suspicion, right? There'll be a little cutscene in between each level, rather than seeing like your rank go up. And I think it'll be good versus bad, or not so bad versus not so bad, and they're just going to interject cutscenes in between the various game types and try and thread a narrative through.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they get there in there, because I'm still a little bit confused how they're going to do it, to be honest. I
can see DLC as well, mate. I can see story. I mean, there's no reason why some of the DLC can't be story-driven DLC. I think they're going to expand it. Yeah. If you look at the Art of Titanfall, the book that's just come out, if you look at, you know, when you're playing it, you don't realise how big a story is actually behind it, but it's quite, you know, I'm not going to say it's the deepest, you know, story-driven game ever, but, they've created a universe with different planets and, you know, whatever's going on, where they can really flesh out the story if they want. So it'd be interesting to see how they sort of tie that in with DLC, which I reckon they will as well.
I didn't even know there was war going off in space until Remedy pointed
out. There's always a war going off in space, though, King. There's always a war going off in space.
I was too fixated on killing all the pilots, so I didn't really have a look up.
Not many people did. I was just sort of staring at the sky, just thinking this game's wicked, and sort of realised, hold on, there's two galactic fleets.
That's why we lost B a few times.
Probably. But did you also notice as well on Fracture, the one map, on top of one of the buildings, on top of the building at B, there was a massive, ginormous autocannon shooting the spaceships down. Yeah. It was actually on the map.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice that. I did notice that, mate. To be fair, I'm going, yeah. No, I didn't notice that. But it doesn't surprise me, mate, because they're going to flesh that out. I suppose the good thing is, I don't know whether any of you guys have looked into what the ranking system's going to be like, but just a bit of a snippet information
prestige.
I've managed to find. It's prestige. It's called regenerating, basically. So what
a lot of people have been complaining about that, I've seen, but I think that's probably the best way to do it.
That's the best way to do it. I mean, we all love a good prestige, don't we? Let's be honest. I mean, well, it's called regeneration now. They're on about 10 ranks. This is nothing confirmed. This is just what they've dug out of that PC, whatever. I like it. I have to have. Doesn't matter how good the game is. Although saying that, with a beta, we all got to level 14 after an hour. We were still pain in that. But like a ranking system. It didn't matter, did it? It didn't matter. But I like a ranking system, and I think you know what they brought to the original Modern Warfare with the 10 prestige. You can't get better than that ranking. And this just goes to show that. You can't, because, I mean, if they've not thought of another rank, although, to be fair, I mean, it's all personal opinion, isn't it?
I always thought Halo 3 had the best ranking system, to be honest.
It was a true skill rank, wasn't it?
Along with the actual rank of the experience you got from the games. I thought it was a nice, shiny symbol. Near perfect.
yeah. It's one of them. It's what your personal preference. I mean, I love, the one thing that's kept me addicted to Call of Duty all that time
is you could be the best player in the world and with the prestige system, but only like be prestige 1, and then you've got some people are prestige 10 and they could be worse
player on the game. It's not a reflection, is it?
It's time invested as opposed to with the true skill. Yeah. It was like how good you were, whereas like prestige system is you just played that game for 3 weeks non-stop. And now you're
Yeah. I can see it from that point of view as well. There's no, but the, I mean, true skill systems, why they haven't caught on, I don't know. But I remember in Gears of War, was it Gears of War 2 or 3, where they brought in the true skill. And, you know, I was stuck on level 2 for the whole bloody thing. And it dumbed my head in.
How many levels was there?
I think there was only 10, you know. I think the true skill was up to 10. And I was on, like number 1 or 2 or whatever. And because I was stuck on that, I stopped playing it. I literally, it could have been the best game ever. Although it was crap online, I will say. Like, it lagged
that's
out
what I liked about Halo 3, because the true skill didn't really matter. You could still get the experience and rank up to your general.
Yeah,
yeah,
still have the thing.
But you could... But there was also the true skill rank there to show that even if you are, say, a major, you're still really good at the game. You could be level 50 major.
When Halo Reach crucified people, warrant officer, anybody, that's when a lot of people stopped playing.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. Oh, me and Critch shouldn't really talk about that.
We should, leave this. We'll drop
too
that
painful.
Conversation there.
Yeah,
the amount of times I got reset.
Yeah.
We just mentioned one of our fallen heroes who didn't join the Xbox One. We'll just say it looks like Peter Griffin, but I don't think he ever got past Warrant Officer. He used to call it the Master Chief grade because he just had to convince himself it was the highest rank he could get to because he couldn't get past Warrant Officer grade 3.
It was a mission. But then that was like 90,000. And then the ranks afterwards were 30,000, 30,000, 30,000. Why is that one so high? It's as if somebody just... mistakenly put too much on there. And I don't know, it was all over the place. It was a mistake. There was a glitch. It was a glitch.
It was humping the ranks, wasn't it? It was to bottleneck people. It was to show people who'd got past it, the people who'd really put the time in. It just sort of wedged people that had just ad hoc gamed, I think.
Well, me and Critchie found an exploit for that. And
Oh, right. Oh, right. JTAG.
We found a little exploit. No.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
You found it, Critch. You're the one that brought it to everyone's attention. We know.
I don't know what you're
invented
about,
it.
Moving on, but the ranking system on Titanfall looks like it's going to be pretty solid anyway.
It does, mate.
Because it's
does,
got the addictive numbers running, and I know there's a lot of comparisons to COD that we've said here as well. But you got to remember, the last decent COD game was made by Vince, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was involved
mate,
in
yeah.
the last.
Yeah, I
the
haven't
last
enjoyed
one
a COD
I enjoyed.
Since Modern Warfare 2, to be honest. Black Ops,
Vince, we love you.
Black Ops 1 was pretty good, to be fair, but it's I don't know, it seems to...
It's all right, mate, innit? It's,
that was the last one I really played, to be honest with you.
Modern
I did
Warfare
enjoy
3
that
was
weaponry.
Okay, but it's... That, I just really didn't like the maps of Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, it was Modern Warfare 3 was a panic. It was a panic.
Probably
oh,
one
my
or two
God. Yeah, it was a bit more...
But they have 2 years to make those games, and it feels like they're just the same game every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's gone to a three-year dev cycle now. So, you know, just here's my shout-out. Remake the original Modern Warfare and sell it to me and I will buy it right now. But I'm kind of...
Sold.
I will buy
remake of World at War.
Remake the original Modern Warfare. That's the one thing. Activision needs to sack off doing any new storylines this year. Just remake the best first-person shooter. Up until Titanfall, because I honestly believe Titanfall's going to come in and clear up when it comes to that. Oh, it's a fantastic game, ladies and gentlemen. That's the last one I say on that.
I think I've just had a thought of what we were talking about before on Titanfall and any extras we'd like to see added in. And I think some like real customization on the Titans would be pretty sick. I mean, everyone loves every now and again to put a pink paint job spoiler and spit on a Titan. Do you know what I mean?
Nothing worse than getting killed by someone in pink. Although I'd probably not be able.
I agree.
Probably think it's red.
Well, that's the point because of Keely's colour blindness. Our clan has officially been nicknamed Grey Bacon, and
it's a long story that you need to do a whole new podcast on that one day.
Yeah, we
so
need
if you
to
see
cover
GBC,
that story.
If you play against GBC, it's Grey Bacon. We're coming for you.
Yeah, Damo came up with that name. It took him a whole day.
It took me a whole day.
And then he even didn't explain the GBC. He said, if you see GBC, it's Grey Bacon. No, it's the Grey Bacon clan. That's why it's the extra C on the end.
GBC.
Yeah.
But for people out there, we're just covering it up. Keeney's got special eyes. So when we're all discussing special. Like food and things like that, we talk about bacon, and he's like, well, there's nothing quite like a slice of grey bacon. And it took a lot of convincing to understand that grey and bacon is in fact pink, and you know. And
well, I thought properly. Pink was when it was not cooked properly. I thought grey was.
Let's
when...
not kick this.
It was when
yeah,
we got
let's,
on
start,
the
let's
discussion.
Not start this again.
We got what are you onto starting, the discussion mate? About how long you should cook it on each side for to make it grey.
we spent 3 weeks discussing this slice of bacon.
3 minutes aside gives
I got
you the best grey bacon
that day. there must be some sort of law that they need to bring in to stop colourblind discrimination. Or colour deficiencies, where it's now called, because I got told off when I told someone I was colourblind before.
Fair dues. Oh. We're moving to the last section quickly, because the clock's ticking for all of us. We move away from Titanfall, but we will say a goodbye to Irrational Games, as we know it, the creators of Bioshock and Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ken Levine announced that he sort of backed away and closed the doors of that studio, but not quite as people imagined. I think the original idea was Bioshock Infinite was a really great game. It was my game of the year for the year it came out. I think that was 2013. I lose track of the games. But I think it was generally decided that game took so long to make. It was a really, really good game, and the story really captured me. I know people had their problems with the interaction with the world.
I never actually played that game, unfortunately.
You're missing out there, because that is a stunning game. But unfortunately, Irrational Games is now... He's gone. 2K have said that there are still many stories to tell in the Bioshock world, but Ken Levine himself and the Irrational Games that once were are no more. It's now Ken and 14 other people operating a 15-man studio, and they're going to be creating more story-based, you know, smaller ideas of content. Yeah. But it doesn't actually say if they're going to be dealing with Bioshock. I mean, Keely, you haven't really played them, but Critch, you played the first Bioshock, didn't you?
Games.
I played a little bit of the first one. I've not been a hardcore fan at all of the Bioshock series, to be honest, but I did give the first one a bit of a go, and I thought it was pretty good. And at the time it was out, it did look like the nicest game on the console.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always been one of those games to me that I've always wanted to play, but never actually got around to buying it.
Well worth going back. Play Bioshock 1 and then jump straight to Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Second one's made by a different studio. It's worth playing those, because they are sort of like, I think they're landmark games because of what the content.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Bioshock Infinite, there's no spoilers, but that game, the story in it for a first-person game is mind-blowing in my opinion. I saw some of it coming, granted, but the set pieces and how it's told, and then when the ending comes,
amazing,
the whole game clicks into place. It's really clever stuff.
Do you know what, Dad? You made a really good point then. You know how you said to Keatley, play the original Bioshock and play Bioshock Infinity, miss out number two. Now, number two was made by 2K, but it was made by different... It wasn't made by Ken Levine. And that's what I'm worried about. If they're going to continue Bioshock and Ken Levine's not at the helm, are we just going to get some fudged...
Yeah, some hacked-down version of the originals. I think that's pretty much... That's what my thinking was. You know what I mean? It's not going to be... The magic was Ken Levine. It was his idea.
Yeah, it was, yeah. His story. His the way he told his stories and the way they sort of clicked. You know, take 10 years, mate. I'll tell you what. Just take as long as you need. Just, you know, them type of games, you know, they're the type of games that you remember.
Yeah.
You know, play that many games a year, you remember that. And Keatley, I'd definitely say, go back and play Bioshock Infinity and the
Infinite. Bioshock Infinite. It's Infinite.
Yeah,
Infinite.
Why do I say Infinity?
I don't know.
Buzz Lightyear syndrome in I, but...
I'm playing too much Halo or something, I don't know.
Yeah. But it's one of those games. It's created that franchise. He's the one that created the Bioshock magic. And when he wasn't involved, you could tell that shine had gone.
Yeah,
but those
are
some of those games. I mean... He's one of the artists in the industry, isn't he? He's one of those names that you know of, and you know if he's touching a product, it's generally going to be pretty good. And it's just sad that they've gone, but like we said, they were probably having to hope to sell 10 or 15 million copies of Bioshock. I know it sold very well. I think it pushed towards 10 million units, which is pretty damn good.
Yeah, that is really good, yeah.
But seven-year cycle...
Was that on both consoles as well?
I think it was for everything, including PC.
Yeah.
You think it's 7 years to burn 10 million copies, I know it was in a very expensive game as well, because you see the production value. I mean, Damien, you were talking about some of the set pieces that, you know, when you walk down and you find that kid hiding under the stairs, when the song breaks out over the apple. And it just turns into like
just
you're watching a Disney film.
Amazing. Literally, I played it, and I, you know, when your jaw is literally on the floor.
You were born that way.
Yeah, it was born that way, and with a little bit of dribble as well. But there was more dribble this time. There was more dribble. You know what I mean? It was just like literally. When I finished it, right, the first thing I did was go on Google and Google the ending because I didn't have a clue what it was. And then when I actually read about it and it clicked for the second time, I was like, oh my god, man! I just literally wanted to play it again. Awesome. But I'm not going to say, with this Irrational Games thing, there's, from my thoughts about it, I don't think there's any, you know, there's any evil thing going on or anything like that. I think, you know, if he's spending 7 years on a game, maybe he's just thought to himself, you know what, I want to do something a bit different. Imagine spending 7 years on the same thing.
Probably maybe that's what. A game every year or something.
Yeah, could be. I mean, we all know how good mobile game is at the minute or whatever.
I can't stand mobile gaming.
Flappy Bird.
I don't even think that's gaming to me. That's not gaming. That's,
it is gaming. It's another format of gaming.
That's you do when you're sat in a car, bored.
I get a lot of trains. The reason why I own a PS Vita is because I get a lot of trains. And it's a form of gaming. You know what I mean? My trophies are going up on the Vita.
It makes a lot of money as well, mate. Makes a lot of money.
Mobile gaming is a new platform, and if you look at it, digital downloads, consoles will never do it. Now they all do it. So it's coming. Yeah.
It's a shame it's going that way, to be honest. I've always preferred console gaming to anything else.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty much
just sat on the sofa or somewhere.
It's easy, isn't it? It's just easy, you know what I mean? It's like, plus the controls are crap on an iPhone and an iPad. Touchscreen, what's that about?
Maybe not say they're crap, just in case Apple are listening. Just be say, you know, they're not the first choice.
Oh, no, sorry, Apple. I didn't mean to offend you there.
They're not something you're interested in.
They're not the first
option. They're not something I'm interested in. Yeah.
All right, then, boys. Well, that was a good old chat about Titanfall and Irrational Games, and I think we shall wind it down, because otherwise, if I take this over, a noob feed, you're going to take over and make Damo the host of this goddamn show. So, everybody, thank you very much for listening. I was joined by Critchley. Do you want to give him your Twitter feed? Do you risk handing out your Twitter handle to get people following and talking to you? Do you want to do that?
I don't know. If anyone wants a chat, yeah, they can feel free to have a send me a message or anything about what I've said. It's Aaron Critchley. That's on Twitter. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
And the abuse, maybe. There's always a bit of
abuse.
A bit of abuse.
And trying to keep it sort of balanced at the minute. So, yeah.
Keely, stay in and be quiet. I'm just going to drop Keely in it. It's at Keely60. There he is.
Oh, I didn't
and Damo, and Damo, nearly the other host of Podcast Latin, he's at Xavier Davis. And I'm at Remedy Live. But what I'll do is, all that information's probably got lost in the chit chat. So what I'll do is, I'll embed it in the show. You can click on the link and follow us there. But yeah, anybody's into this, do jump over and have a look at newfeed.com, read the stories and get involved in the conversations and play the games. But we will return very soon. And thank you all you guys for joining me, and I'm sure you'll be back quite soon. Bye bye.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
The other pair aren't saying bye bye.
Bye.
Sorry. I was just trying to get the last word
I was just thinking then, if you had Keely60 on Twitter and you want to know how to make great bacon, he's your man.
That's true.
And then dinosaur facts.
Before we get back down that rabbit hole, I'm taking this off the air. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Cheers.